small testimony from the trip that we had. It's actually, I was just thinking of the things that we heard in the conference. One of the things Pastor Marty said is, he said he went to China, he saw these big buildings all over the place, all beautiful, everything is amazing. Then he said, but I think there's something missing over there. And he was thinking, and then he said, I realized that the blessing is missing over there. So I was just thinking, what is this? So a few things, like we could have, I mean, like everything in this world in a physical sense, I mean, like material things, all those things. But he said the one thing that was missing was the blessing in that place. So I was just like thinking, like, what this blessedness is. A few things from the Bible in relation to the conference that we went. One of the things is, like, God says in Psalm 65, verse 5, or 4, verse 4, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. So I thought, like, one of the thing is, like, there's so many things, like, I mean, like, if you see the word blessed through the Bible, he says there's so many things, and so many things it speaks of, blessed is the man, like, so many places. But one of the thing is, like, the chosen ones of God. If you see in the New Testament, church, the ecclesia, is the called out ones, the chosen ones, we can say. The chosen ones of God, gathering together. If you see, the blessed is the man whom thou chosest and causes to approach unto thee. So the privilege that God given as chosen ones to approach unto thee and unto God, I thought is the greatest blessing that we could have, we ever have. What is the blessing associated with it? Like, if you can see, I mean, like in David's life, I mean, like this one psalm, it says in like Psalm 84 verse 10, he says, one day in thy courts, I just go through that verse. One day in thy courts is better than 1,000. So he says, to be in thy presence just for one day is much better than 1,000 out there somewhere else. So I just thought, in the life of David, he had this sin committed, and he was 365 days, I could say, at least, out of the presence of God. And he was struggling with the guilt and living in pride, not willing to repent. And God had to send Nathan to his, to him, to cause him to be convicted with what he has done. And when Nathan shared, he understood one the blessedness of not being imputed with sin. So that, I'm like, what happens when a person is in the presence of the Lord? I'm like, I would say, in the presence of the Lord, man could hear God. And hearing God, God deals with a heart. And that is the greatest blessing that anybody could ever have. So in David's case, when he went there, it was like he's committed the sin, and then he was away from the presence of God, and he has not repented, and he's just living in that for almost 365 days. And when Nathan came, and when God graciously sent Nathan to him to cause him to bring to him an understanding of what the thing that he has done, then he realizes the blessedness of being forgiven. Yesterday I was in outreach, and this one thought came to me. The greatest thing in this world, I mean, like, is to have peace in our hearts with respect to God. I mean, like, a lot of things that we struggle with, but one thing all of us could struggle, meaning like the people in the world and everybody, is having a guilty conscience before God and no peace between us and God. So the greatest thing in this world, or anybody in this world, could ever have is peace with God. So when David understood that, then he said, blessed is the man. That's in Psalm 32:1, I think. Blessed Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. So there's a blessedness that is there when the word could deal with our guilt and draws unto the provision where Christ has paid the penalty and he has completely cleared it so that we could enjoy peace with God forever. So that is one type of blessing which I realized. And the other one, as we draw unto God, there is a blessing, right? So in the gathering of God, there's another verse. As we are drawn, there is a chosen one, and they are drawn unto God. And God, what is it? The Psalm 65. God causes us to approach unto him in the presence. So God also dwells in the midst of them. That's Psalm 133. How it says, behold, how beautiful are the ones. Psalm 133:1. I'll just read that verse. Psalm 133:1-2. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bird, even Aaron's bird that went down to the. So, in that, the precious ointment upon the head that ran down, it speaks about the anointing that is there in the midst of the people that gather together before God. So, there is, as we gather together as chosen ones before God, then there is this presence of God and there is this anointing of God. In Psalm 73:13, the psalmist was caught up with the things that is happening in the world, the wicked being prospered, and so many things that the wicked are, looks like the wicked are the wisest people in this world because they're having everything, the prospering, and nothing wrong is happening to them. Everything that is wrong happening is only to these guys, to the psalmist. And then he says, this was my thought until I came into the presence of the Lord. So the day he came into the presence of the Lord, he realized that is not it. That is not, because he saw the end of those that are there in the world, and he saw the blessing that he has been called unto. So when a person drawn unto, a chosen ones, gathering together and drawn to God, and God dwelling in the midst of them, is a person who hears, is a person whose capacity God opens up to hear God. Pastor Marty said in one thing, it is never too late to hear God. You could be at any point in time, anywhere, any distance, however far you are, but it's never too late to hear God. The day you humble yourself and you open up to God, God is always speaking. And he said, God never slumbers also. Psalm 121:4, he says, God never slumbers. So he's always speaking. But the moment we come before God with an open heart and then we listen to him is when we will be able to hear God. So he said, it's never too late to hear God. So as we went, this is the testimony of the country. So it's really beautiful. So we are there as called on. It's not that God is not speaking here. God is speaking here. God is speaking everywhere. But sometimes it is good for us to be taken out of our family circumstances and to be put in places where we are not, where we are not in control of things and we are there. And then we are trusting God. And then we could hear God's voice. And then we hear God speak to us. And that's the greatest blessing that anybody could have in this world. It's not we could see a lot of material things, material blessings, all those things. But to hear God is the greatest blessing anybody could have. And that is what we went to Sweden. We were there for a few days. And we went to Finland and we were there for a few days. In Finland, we were then in Helsinki Church. Then we were in the conference center. Then we went to Hamelina where Tanya was there, Tanya's hometown. Everywhere I could confess one thing is that God has spoken to us. And that was a beautiful testimony that I could share over the conference. And that was the greatest blessing anybody could ever have, I think. Thank you.